Norm Eisen, Chief Justice John Roberts stayed with me, but Clarence Thomas is corrupt. By Joel B. Polak on April 6, 2025. Norm Eisen, a Democrat operative who is one of the main architects of a lawfare campaign against President Donald Trump and other conservatives, and who recently lost his security clearance, claimed in a recently resurfaced podcast that Chief Justice John Roberts stayed with him for a week in Prague and worked together on American and European rule of law issues. The audio was unearthed earlier this week and publicized by Mike Benz, a critic of U.S. deep state agencies. Eisen told the Pantsuit Nation podcast in May 2024 about Roberts' trip, even as he sought to raise ethics concerns about conservative Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas and his travel, paid for by wealthy friends. Eisen said, "John Roberts is not corrupt. I know the Chief Justice well. He stayed, when I was ambassador, stayed under my roof, sick, came and spent a week with us. We worked on American and European rule of law issues together." It is not clear what Eisen meant by my roof, the ambassador's residence. A palace is the property of the United States. Senior members of the judiciary often travel, including to overseas destinations, with their travel paid for by various interest groups and individuals. Eisen and other Democrats have targeted Thomas, whom they say did not disclose his travel, though he was not required by Supreme Court rules to do so. Meanwhile, he admitted that Chief Justice Roberts had stayed with him in luxurious accommodations. The visit, which took place at some point during Eisen's tenure as ambassador from 2011 to 2014, was long after Eisen was a recognized left-wing figure. Chief Justice John Roberts spent a week living at Norm Eisen's 150-room palace in the Czech Republic, where they worked on American and European rule of law issues together. Eisen was ambassador 2011 to 2014. Roberts became Chief Justice in 2005. This was while Roberts ran SCOTUS. pic.twitter.com/u7isast7ray. Mike Benz, at Mike Benz Cyber, April 3, 2025. Eisen has a long history of promoting the Democratic Party agenda and targeting Republicans, all while claiming to be acting in the interest of ethics. He founded Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, CREW, which took money from George Soros. Though CREW occasionally targeted Democrats, it focused its complaints on supposed ethical lapses by Republicans. In 2011, Andrew Breitbart noted that Eisen, then the White House ethics czar, had attempted to fool the public by publishing White House visitor logs, while refusing efforts to confirm the identity of visitors, and while White House staffers simply held sensitive meetings in a coffee shop across the street. Eisen was later rewarded with an ambassadorship to the Czech Republic, which is the capacity in which, he told the Pantsuit Nation podcast, he had hosted Roberts as he worked with Eisen on rule of law issues together. When he returned from Prague, Eisen went back to fighting Republicans by using and abusing the legal system, championing the bizarre claim that President Donald Trump was violating the Emoluments Clause. Later, Eisen played a key role in the first Trump impeachment investigation. In that capacity, Eisen used falsified evidence, in the form of a deceptively edited video of Trump, to claim, wrongly, that Trump had claimed absolute power for himself. Eisen went on to champion the criminal and civil cases against Trump, and to smear federal judges, such as Aileen Cannon in Miami, who issued rulings in Trump's favor. Meanwhile, Eisen defended Hunter Biden and his pardon. The Federalist also noted recently that Eisen is the founder of multiple anti-Trump groups that participated in at least four lawfare attempts to throw Trump off the ballot or in jail during his 2024 presidential candidacy. Eisen has also spearheaded the campaign against Justice Thomas, and joined fellow Democrats in smearing Justice Brett Kavanaugh during his contentious confirmation hearing in 2018. Saying that his emotional response to false allegations of sexual misconduct was a taste of the aggression that emerged when Kavanaugh got drunk. President Trump recently revoked Eisen's security clearance, together with that of other lawfare operatives. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, available for pre-order on Amazon. He is also the author of The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency, now available on Audible. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter @JoePolak.